Yo, fam, who do you think you're bumping into? Oh, yo, what's good, doc? Sorry about that, but you're listening to episode 51 of True to Size.
I hate you. What's going on, everybody, and welcome to episode 51 of True to Size. Happy Pancake Tuesday, hey, by the way.
Pancake Tuesday.
We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Joel Hernandez,
yo.
And Alvin the Goon Martinez.
Just trying to catch up to Joel.
You guys are good?
Yeah.
We good, made man. It another week. We're yeah, past the half century mark. So
crazy.
Now,
yeah.
I guess the next landmark is 100, right?
100. Let's get it.
We'll be there next week. We're almost there.
Almost there.
on today's episode, we have quite a bit of Air Max Month content to discuss. Mm-hmm. Like what we're looking forward to seeing this month and also reminiscing on some of our favorite pairs from the past. And we've also got to discuss a couple of brands firing shots off towards some surprising individuals. I don't know if you guys heard of these instances yet. But first, Joel.
Fire round.
The team is animated AF this week. Jeez, it was those coffee crisps.
The
caffeine is flowing right now.
Yeah, man.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from, yet again, Dante from Etobicoke.
Yo, Dante D-Dog.
We're going to have him on soon. I keep telling him I'm going to have him on soon. Yeah. So
Dante
hopefully,
Zook.
Yeah. Zook. He asks, what's the worst condition your shoes have been in and how did they get there? And he's not talking about beaters. So to put it in perspective, his answer was, long story short, the kid wore his Toro 4s one night and drank too much and then sent a throw up emoji.
Oh, man.
So if you guys want a second to think about it, I can actually come up with an answer. So when I first started collecting, I bought the white Cinder 5s and the dark army ones. Mm-hmm. Remember, like the white patent leather, and then it had like a little bit of poop brown and like some vomit green on it.
Yeah.
Really good color combination. So that was one of my only like Jordans for a long time. So I wore them a lot. And then at school, I was in high school at the time. We did like the 30-hour famine, or whatever.
And we
were supposed to sleep in the gym. But like the janitor left the supply closet open, and so we got in and we got a basketball and we played basketball literally for probably like 8 hours overnight.
True.
And I played in those for the entire night, and they're white patent leather, so they got destroyed that night. But it was a good time. I still have those, actually. I haven't worn them in probably 6 years.
Wow.
Maybe I'll break those out this week. But that would be mine for sure. I don't even know if the last time I wore them. Yeah, but they're destroyed.
Well,
for
they
sure.
would count. They have an air bubble.
Yeah.
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 So you're
Air
good
Max
to go.
Month. Yeah.
You're good.
Gotta see those.
What about you guys?
Oh, man. I don't really drink, so I don't have anything close to D-Dog's.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, for real.
I
mean, even if we did drink, I think we're responsible enough to projectile away from the shoes.
As drunk as I could be ever, I still take care of the kick. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I could ever get that drunk, though.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Too scared, man. Something I beat?
Something you beat, but it's not a beater. Or something that is beat, but it's not a beater. Maybe you bought it that way. Maybe it's just because you've had it for so long. I can think of a lot. Maybe Kaya just like went to town on it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I got the Air Max 90 Clerks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what I was thinking. I wore them one day, forgetting that I had to be in the back room shifting.
Mm.
Probably with you.
Yep. I remember you ran those to work.
And the like me climbing up and on the ladder so much, like it just ruined like the front of the toe box.
Mm. Oh, where the rubber comes up or whatever?
On the mud guard.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah? Maybe.
From the outsole, that little piece that comes onto the front? Or
on the top?
No, like the leather.
The leather like,
that
attaches to
the
midsole.
Box.
Yeah. I guess that would be mud
it
guard.
It got like scuffed by the ladder and I couldn't clean it off.
Oh, because it was literally just it messed up the leather.
And not that the shoes were in pristine condition, but they were clean.
Good enough.
And then, yeah. And then after that, like, I kind of beat them.
Then they turned into beaters. Yeah.
But now, they're beautiful, and I regret it.
Yeah, I remember that being your workshop for a long time.
I don't know.
Might have to hit up Konatsky.
Konatsky or
Falsey.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, man.
Somebody. Anybody. How about you, Joel?
I don't know. I think
it Joel's OCD with his shoes. I know he has no dirty shoes.
No. I did have a pair.
And then he threw it in the garbage.
It was like way before when he was an actual non-sneakerhead.
When he was 4 years old, he had a dirty pair of shoes. That's the last time he had a dirty pair of shoes.
But it would have been the Black Cat 4s.
Mm. Oh,
yeah. So I had the Black Cat 4s. I used them to move a couple times. And I guess the suede or nubuck or whatever you want to call it, it just got stressed out and stuff like that, so they became my beaters. And I used them to cut the grass, and shovel snow and stuff like that. And then Jason Marks came along. So then I don't know if I could use this though, but anyway, so I'll just continue my story. So anyway, so what
it's a
what
good story so far anyway.
So I Instagram came along, and then what I did was that I had used the Jason Marks because it was like the freshest thing out there. And then I used them on the beat up Black Cat 4s. So I cleaned them up nice. They came up like pristine. You could search through my Instagram. It's probably thousands of posts down the line, but it's there. And Jason Marks actually hit me up. He's like, yo, this is great. And he reposted my image. And it was like a before and after of the shoe. And it just came out nice. But then again, I used them for a donor, so they just
got, did you?
They just got like
for white cements.
Yeah, for the
that's
white
what
cement
it was. Nice.
But yeah, man. So I just beat those up like
so.
No,
so Joel's story was like a humble brag.
Yeah,
I had a dirty pair of shoes once, but then I cleaned it, and Jason Mark shouted me out. Thank you, Dante, for the question. If you would like to submit a question like Dante for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. It is now time for the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, give our thoughts, and update you about. Then we decide if it's Poop Scoop, Whoop-de-Whoop, or Alvin's favorite.
Super cute.
Super cute. And I'm going to go first this week because I'm really excited about this pair. So I think it was late last week, these images started floating around of the Jordan 3 Tinker Hatfield in the white and red colorway. Basically, it looks like, if you haven't seen the shoe yet, it looks like if you grabbed the original Air Max 1 white and red and threw it at a Jordan 3, and that's what it would just it would come out after that. Mostly white with a little bit of off-white on the outsole and the collar. Removable Velcro swoosh, which is super cool. Nike Air on the heel tab, which looks so much like the Nike Air on the Air Max. And then it looks like almost like a nubuck on I guess it would be the mudguard. On the mudguard of going around the entire shoe. These are super clean.
They're
dumb clean.
Don't they come out the end of this month?
Yeah.
March 30th?
Yep. So I'm assuming it has something to do with the Air Max month vibes for sure. I'm
not trying to buy anything, bro.
But holy smokes. And then the removable swooshes, I don't even know where I saw the picture, but I saw it somewhere. And one of the swooshes is all elephant print.
What?
So that's pretty cool. It's Velcro.
Oh,
the swoosh is Velcro. So one of the extra ones that it comes with is an elephant print one. I think there was a red one. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to pass.
So for now, these are going to be a scoop until I hear that they're dumb limited and I'll have to line up, and then they'll be cute because I'm not down to line up. But these are crazy.
That's sick,
I think they did their thing on this.
Yeah.
Kind of brings me back to the Jordan 3 Atmos pack because it was kind of like a Jordan 3 based on an Air Max. Now you have another Jordan 3 based on an Air Max. So I think just off that, I'm convincing myself that I need it for my completest self. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you grab the chlorophyll?
No, I didn't.
I feel like you need that then.
I do too, and I just feel like I'm going to find it for super cheap somewhere. Kind of like Adam, when we had him on the pod earlier. He said he found it for $100. Feel like I will eventually find that shoe for cheap.
Because that
shoe grew on... I need all the threes,
but
man.
But that grew on me too.
At first, when it came in, I was like, nah, I didn't really like it in person. And then after seeing it every day, I was like, yeah, I think I need this shoe.
Yeah, it's cute.
Alvin, what are you giving us this week?
I got the Air Jordan One Retro High OG Crimson Tint. These are set to drop on April 27th. I don't know. Like the leather on the black part of the shoe, it looks like the pinnacle, but it also looks really plastic. So I'm gonna have to see what it looks like in person. The crimson / hyper pink or whatever they want to call it isn't really pink enough for me to want to purchase. If you're calling something crimson or hyper pink, I feel like it needs to be more pink.
The color code for that should literally be called barely pink.
Yeah. Or peach.
It should have just been called like,
because it's barely pink.
Off white or
sale. It's like dark sale.
Yeah. For real. But like, I don't know. These are okay. Obviously I love my Jordan 1s, but at the same time, like, it's not really something that's tickling my fancy. So for right now, these are just so cute.
I think the black and white Jordan 1 is coming out later this year, like the one that was in the countdown pack.
Yeah.
You're better off with that one than these.
For real, though.
100%.
Because you can't even take a cool, like, color picture with these because it'll just look
white.
There's
no pop. Yeah. There's no, like, saturation. Looks like they turned down the saturation when they were making the shoe.
Shattered backboards 2.0s or whatever that they're calling. Those are crazy.
Yeah, I like those a lot. It's like a bread. It's an orange bread.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So nice.
Those are sexy, bro.
Joel, how about you?
So, my pick is the Nike M2K Techno Animal Pack. I don't know. It's crazy. It's like a Atmos Animal versus a Monarch. And
yeah,
just
for
like
real.
Collided and they made an M2K Techno. along with like an Espo kind of feel to it.
Yeah, like the see-through panels.
Translucent panels, yeah. Along with the like little hits of like neon green.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it pop even more. It's crazy. It's a crazy shoe. It drops sometime in March. It's pretty dope, man.
This is one of those shoes that there's so many individual panels that you can do a lot with it.
Oh,
so I'm glad
sure.
that they're actually experimenting because they introduced it last year and they did a lot of plain colorways. But this is like, this shoe is made for stuff like this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like damn. Definitely.
It's like the new and improved Monarch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Monarch 2K.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, these are wild. Yeah. I didn't even notice the see-through panels at first. That means you could wear like some orange socks and completely change the shoe.
Oh yeah, that's right, man.
Damn, son.
Crazy.
How do you rate them?
I would rate them like a scoop.
They're scoop?
If I can get them, because apparently they're limited to 5,000
worldwide. Oh, damn.
Yeah, so.
That's very limited, actually.
Very, very limited. So hopefully, there's really not much information as of yet. Like I said, there's no retail price tag on it yet. It's slated to drop,
sometime in March.
Yeah, so be on the lookout.
Sick. Next up on the pod, we have This Week in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, tell me you guys saw Skechers' ad in the New York Times this week.
Yeah, man.
So Skechers apparently is trying to take a jab at Nike. I think everybody's trying to take a jab at Nike
right now.
Might
as well, yo.
You got to do what you got to do, right? So in relation to Zion blowing out that pair of PG 2.5s, Skechers took out a ad in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today, which is a lot of money. Like, they put money into
this.
That's
crazy, man.
There's a pair of PG 2.5s split in half, and it just said, "Just blew it" across the top. And then underneath it said, "Skechers, we won't split on you." And I mean, I saw it, and I was like, that was like my first reaction. I was like, it's literally like, I can't even, it's like you throwing a pebble at a boulder. It's like Nike is like, ew, is that a mosquito? Like, what is that? Like, get off me. And it was kind of weird to me because Skechers doesn't even really have any basketball shoes. Like, I tried looking it up.
No, they don't.
And there's nothing.
They don't.
The only kind of relation they have to basketball is, do you remember that brand? I don't know if they're still around, actually. I should look that up. Brand Black.
Yeah.
Do you remember about hearing about them? They were in partnership with Skechers. Like, Skechers was a main investor into Brand Black.
Sick.
But they actually cut ties, I think, in 2016 or something like that. But that was it. So I don't even know why, like, what is Skechers trying to do? They're not going to sell more of their basketball shoes because they don't have any.
They don't have it.
By doing this.
Extra, like, extra fame. Because, like, how many people reposted their ad?
Tons.
For sure.
I mean, we're talking about it right now, so it must have been something.
I mean, not that I'm going to go off and buy a pair of Skechers, but, like, they're going to be seen now. I'm going to go, what's Skechers? They're not going to spit on us? Okay. You know what I mean?
Nike blew it. Right?
I'm not buying PGs anymore. I need me a pair of Skechers. But do you guys remember, I think it was actually Jay from Laced, our buddy, posted it. When Skechers got sued.
Jay from Time.
From 306 Time. Mm-hmm. When they got sued for their shape-ups thing, the Skechers shape-ups.
Because they were like... Yeah.
There was no actual like research behind that the shape-up shape was actually... giving you any muscle in your legs or butt. They just said, hey, look, it's shaped like this. And it's going
to be like those Reeboks.
Yeah. I don't know which one came first, but yeah, they both got sued and they both had a cease and desist.
That's because people were like twisting their ankles, bro.
Twisting their ankles. And people were like, this isn't actually toning my butt.
Yeah.
Like females were buying them thinking they were going to have like this like crazy.
Kim Kardashian
was like the poster person.
Yeah.
Skechers, get your own stuff straight first. Yeah, that was funny.
Sketchy.
Next up, so Skechers is taking jabs at Nike, and Adidas is taking jabs at influencers.
Ooh.
So this one was kind of interesting. This was sent to us by one of our former guests as well, actually, Keith DeCorda. And it's basically an ad from Adidas taking, it seems like a shot at the Instagram and media side of sneakers. So I'm just going to play the ad for you guys real quick, and we can talk about it afterwards.
Oh, that is the smell of goals. I'm gonna play in these boots right now. Click, like, subscribe.
This maker? He put the boots online but never on his feet. These ain't for you. These boots are for creators only.
Oh, that is the smell of goals.
Stop. So yeah, apparently, there's like 3 to 4 different variations of that creators only campaign that they're doing. What do you guys think about that?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's kind of, you know.
It gets the people going.
Yeah.
It gets the people going.
Because, I mean, I don't know, man. How many people actually do wear their shoes?
It's very true.
Yeah, man.
Especially the YouTubers and quote-unquote influencers. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. But at the same time, doesn't Adidas use influencers?
True.
And media? Like, I know for a fact because they just seeded those Ultra Boost 19s like last week. I know a bunch of our friends
beer
got
people,
them.
Pixelated, Chris Chu.
Yeah, a bunch. Sean Go. Yeah, a bunch of people got them.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, if they're using influencers and YouTubers... Can they really talk shit about them at the same time? Like, that seems like a paradox to me.
It totally is. But I don't think they care. Well, I feel like they're taking more of a jab at people who pretend they play a certain sport. Or like people who get ball shoes but don't play ball.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their fault at the same time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If they're sending it to those people,
then why are you sending it to them if you
don't send it in the first place?
Yeah.
Because the guy in the video, like the guy they show who's doing the whole YouTube review, is holding a pair of Adidas shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so did Adidas send him a shoe and then they're talking shit about the shoe? That, like, I don't understand it from that perspective. Like, I definitely get it. Like, I know what you mean. They're saying like, these are for people who are actually going to use them, people who are actually going to create with them. But like, they use influencers and media too. It's not like they're one of those brands that is just like straight, no one gets that. Like Supreme, if they made that, okay, that'd be funny because they don't send shit to nobody.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's funny. But for Adidas, it's like, but you use influencers.
Yeah,
you literally just did before, like you had a huge campaign for the Ultra Boost 19.
Yeah.
But same thing, like Joel said, I guess gets the people going and it's like the Skechers thing. Like, it's not necessarily trying to change anything, or it's just trying to get people talking.
Yeah, they're still gonna send people stuff.
They're still gonna send people stuff. People are still gonna look at people who are on YouTube and buy stuff because that person said it's cool. Mm-hmm. But it's just starting a conversation and getting people talking about it. I guess it worked. Like I said, we're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Next and last up, we have Charles Barkley had some comments about the Zion Williamson situation. Jeez, I feel like all we've been talking about for 2 weeks is Zion.
This is the biggest
but
thing.
It's, yeah, it's huge right now. Yeah,
March Madness coming up, too.
Yep, very true. So Alvin actually has that conversation from Charles Barkley. What'd he say?
Yeah, man. So his first quote was like, I hate the people who are trying to talk about Nike. Yes, I'm on Nike's payroll. We don't have no problems with our shoes. We've had the best shoes ever, said Barkley. And this was a fluke thing, or our shoes would do them all the time, mm-hmm. which is like facts. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on, the article goes on to say, the round mound of rebound would go on to speak about the rumor that Zion Williamson has been playing in the same pair of sneakers for the entire season. Something he says is fairly uncommon for most players. And here's another quote from Charles. You don't do that. I used to switch up every week. Michael Jordan played in new shoes every game. And he goes on to say that he trusts Nike's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, man.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's Chuck. I know we don't usually take Chuck seriously, especially yeah. when it comes to basketball, but or anything pertaining to you, but
for anything at all, really.
I mean, I could definitely wholeheartedly agree with him on this one for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, coming from a big man who played mm-hmm. in Nike shoes for his mm-hmm. entire career, mm-hmm. as far as I know,
yeah,
like I can definitely trust what he's saying.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, he's kind of just echoing what we said last week. I think it was last week where we said like it was definitely a freak accident, or it was Zion doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing, which is playing in a pair of shoes way past the time he should have been using them in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like, if MJ is playing in a pair of shoes one time and then dashing them, mm-hmm. like, that's probably who I would be following suit from.
Yeah, man.
If I had that kind of money.
So, hold on. I just want to say this last part. So,
please
Barkley
do.
Concluded his rant by calling out everyone saying that Zion Williamson should sit out the rest of his freshman season as a Duke Blue Devil to avoid jeopardizing his future in the NBA. So, this is what Charles Barkley said.
Mm-hmm.
When did we get to the point where all people care about is money? When did we get to the point where you got clowns on television saying, oh, don't play? That's what you do. That's what we do. We play basketball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, going on with what we said last week, it's like, play, man.
Yeah,
play, this is basketball. You got something to prove. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to show off like you're the best? Win a championship in the
mm-hmm.
NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm about that, man. Like, hell yeah, Charles. You yeah. go, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, I can't agree with anything more.
Yeah.
Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Alvin, I know you got at least one pair of shoes in the past week. What'd you pick up, bro?
I did.
Yeah, you did, because I got it for you.
Oh, yeah, I remember. It's going to be my vacay shoe, dog. It's the Zoomfly. Zoomfly,
yeah, I think that's
just
it.
A Zoomfly.
I think it's just a Zoomfly.
Just a Zoomfly. Yeah, man, tried them on. Definitely go half a size up, like Lauren suggested to me. And yo, they're comfy as f, man. Definitely like a dope running walking shoe. So
you didn't wear them out, right? You just tried them on.
No, I'm keeping a DS till I go on vacation in August.
In August.
August.
Did you pick up anything this last week, Joel, or are you still recovering from the 112?
Yeah, I'm still recovering from the 112.
Okay, you're still in recovery mode.
It might be a while.
That's okay, bro.
That's fine. Yeah.
Well worth it.
Yeah,
man.
You picked up. Yeah, that's more than enough
to
satisfy you.
That's like a year pickup.
Shout out Peasy. Shout out Peasy.
That's a pickup of the year candidate already.
Yeah.
For myself, actually, I haven't even posted it yet, but I guess by the time this gets...
It'll be up there.
Published, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be up there.
Yep.
Nike Toronto actually sent me the Air Max 720 in the... Apparently, it's either green carbon or like sea forest is what they're calling it.
Nice.
So basically, it's like a sea foam turquoise, I guess, at the toe box. And it kind of gradients back to like a... I don't know if you want to call it like a navy blue or like a deep, deep purple. And it's got like the same turquoise on the bubble. And it's a dope shoe, like very vibrant. The one that Joel got, like the eggplant, what do they call it? Northern Lights one.
Northern Lights, yeah.
A little too dim, darker for me. Like I like that wild shit.
Yeah, man.
And these are definitely wild. Mm-hmm. Like just seeing some on feets today after I Googled them, like they look good. So I'm excited to get them on my feet.
For sure, man, for sure.
And Nike's got some crazy other colorways for the 720 coming this month too for Air Max month. So
yeah,
it's going to be a good month.
That sunset colorway,
that gold one. There's the triple black.
Oh,
like,
that triple
black
is good too.
Crazy month coming up.
Sick, sick.
Love Air Max month. Next up, we're flying through the show right now. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We are pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping up, hit us in the DM and we will let the world know that we goofed. Just so everybody knows, no errors last week, apparently, because no one tried to call us out.
Oh.
Only one real message that I saw in the DMs this week, and it was from our friend Loki Sneakers.
Yo.
Not Loki like from Thor, Loki like high key, but Loki.
Yeah.
But maybe you should consider changing to Loki because that's kind of cool.
Loki,
like Loki Sneakers.
Like
that'd be sick. Yeah. Like God of Mischief. Yeah. He said, yo, thanks for shouting me out on the 50th episode. I'm listening to the pod right now and heard my IG handle. Haha. I'll be sure to keep you posted when I get the podcast in motion. Thank you guys for doing what you do and moving the culture forward. CGS is an inspiration. Congrats and looking forward to more episodes from you guys.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's very cool. I think that's the first time I've heard someone say CGS is an inspiration. So that's pretty cool.
That's dope.
That little tidbit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you, low-key, high-key sneakers. And definitely let us know when you get that podcast started out in Van City.
Gotta rep at the West Side.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, man.
We got Montreal. We got Center. I guess we're Center.
Central.
Pretty much, yeah.
Central.
Central.
Eastern Central. Mm. We need a Calgary one, so Calby's got to get on that. Maybe with like Falsey. Is Falsey? No, Falsey's Edmonton.
Edmonton, I think.
They can meet in the middle or something.
Who else is out there?
Luke Tiggs. Our boy Luke Tiggs.
Yes.
I'm sure we know more. And then Vancouver needs one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, we have promos. So over the weekend, we restocked the New Era staple hats for our 50th episode, and it's closed now. So thank you to everybody who ordered. We had a bunch of responses from all of you, so that's very cool.
Yes, thank you.
And if you missed it, unfortunately, sorry, it is closed, like I said, but keep your eyes peeled because we might have something planned in the future, in the fairly near future.
Yeah.
And also, Air Max Madness in collaboration with Josh from Dirty Bird.
Brother Josh.
Essentially what Josh put together, which he did an amazing job of, by the way.
He designed it. Like,
so cool.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
Very cool. He created basically a March Madness style bracket with 64 different Air Max shoes and set them up against each other. And each day we're doing four different battles. I don't even know, games, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And head you... Head to heads. Sure. Yeah, that's very good. Head to heads. And the followers of us and Josh decide the winner. So it's literally just pick left or right.
Yeah.
And then it'll just like be like a bracket, round robin, all the way into the end.
Yeah.
There are also some prizes. So if you want to fill out a bracket, you can go on CanadaGotSold.ca and fill out a bracket. It's a little bit late, but I'm sure we'll still he'll still accept it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just tell him that we sent you. Like, yo, CanadaGotSold sent me. But yeah, there's already been some upsets. I don't know if you guys noticed yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Like the M&M Family and Friends got beaten out.
Taken out.
Wasn't it the Air Max Ones that beat it?
Was it? I think it was actually. Yeah, the Volt Bottom Air Max Day. Yeah, those are crazy too, though. Mm. And then I think there was a super close competition between the Easter 180 and what was it with? Oh, shit.
It's the Clots.
Is it the Clot?
No, it wasn't the Clot. It was something else. It was Dizzy. Yeah. It was with the Dizzies, and I was getting so many DMs. We were getting like, oh my God, how are the Dizzies not winning? Like, I actually love it because we were getting like, you're seeing both different demographics, like the older head and like the newer head and the people who just like how it looks like overall.
You see the like real kind of Air Max heads.
Yeah, and then there's the ones who are just like, that's a nice shoe.
Yeah.
Like the ones who are voting for history and the ones who are voting for, that's a dope looking silhouette right there. But yeah, it's really cool to see them pitted against each other like this. And just the way that the bracket is set up, I mean, it might not even necessarily be the best Air Max wins.
It won't. Mm.
It could just be like the way that it comes down to the final two, the way that the bracket is set up. Like same as March Madness, I guess. Like,
Man. Like
sometimes the best team don't win. So yeah, I'm very excited to see how that works out. Keep an eye on our stories and on Josh's stories for all the details on that. And you can download the bracket once again on CanadaGotSoul.ca.
Yeah, my
word.
Now on to the main discussion. If you haven't been able to tell already, it's Air Max month. It's in full effect right now.
Crazy.
Pretty much this entire podcast has been Air Max centered. And now we're going to get down to the nitty gritty of kind of what Air Max month is. So Joel, why don't you give the listeners a rundown, a brief touch base on what Air Max month is?
Pretty much it's just a big celebration of the Air Max, whether it's like ones, whether it's like, you know, 90s, and so on and so forth. Anything pretty much with an air sole.
Yep.
We just celebrate it. And, you know, the 26th is dubbed as, you know, Air Max Day. So that's when, you know, just go crazy and hashtag whatever. And, you know, just that's what it is, man.
So, yeah, like Joel said, it's March 26th.
Mm-hmm. Went from a day to a full
That's
month.
What I'm saying. Yeah, from it's crazy. Month, yeah. Like, up until, like, what was month. When was the was it Air Max Day 2015? When did that Volt bottom pair come out?
I think it was 2015 or 14, maybe.
That was the first one I can remember.
Wasn't it when they had, was it Sneak Easy that came first or was it the bus?
That was the same year.
Damn.
Yeah, that was a wild year. Yeah.
So that was the first, I feel like that was the first
month?
Air Max Day.
No.
Was it?
No, it's when the Volt.
The Volt bottom Air Max 1 that he has. That's the first time I remember them celebrating Air Max Day.
Yeah.
But it was like a small thing. It was like, here's a shoe that we're releasing on like a Thursday morning or something like that.
Started to amp up after that.
And then, they kind of saw that it got traction.
Yeah.
And they exploded it from there. Mm-hmm. So Alvin, to you then, why do you think Air Max gets its own month/day? Why? Why not Air Force month? Why not Dunk month?
I mean, for me, it's because like, man, so many good things. First of all, it's the technology.
Yeah.
Definitely like a huge, like Nike was the first brand ever to have that tech in their shoes. And like the designer, Tinker did his thing with most of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tinker.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm probably wrong, but it's fine. And man, I don't know. For me, it was just the time to have a reason to floss and wear all your Air Maxes, which is dope, man. Like, because of Instagram, though, like everyone's bringing out their Air Maxes that would usually be in hibernation during
especially
the month of March.
March, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we still have ugly weather. We still have like stupid salt on the ground. But like, man, the amount of people wearing their straight up heat is like ridiculous right now.
Crazy.
And I love how it's like a full out month.
Yeah, like, it went from that. Guys, like we said, it went from a day to a month.
Yeah.
Like real quick, like out of nowhere, it kind of just became like 1 year it was Air Max Day and the next year it was that we're just gonna do a month now.
Yeah.
But I think the major thing is that we're celebrating like a technology that Nike helped pioneer.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, 100%. And it's like you said, it was groundbreaking. One of their, if not their biggest developments and introductions into sneakers. And I think it's cool, like you said, to kind of bounce off of it, like that Nike kind of owns it.
Yeah.
Like it's not one of those, like Dunktober is like just like a fan thing.
Yeah.
Like it's basically like we do it ourselves. It's not an official whatever.
Yeah.
But like Air Max month, even All-Star month now almost. Like it was All-Star weekend, but it's definitely exploding into All-Star month.
For sure.
Like it's Nike run now. Like they'd have drops all month. They have events. They have whatever all month long. So it's cool that they're acknowledging it. And like, it's kind of what we discussed on the episode where we talked about GOAT and the culture. Like it's not something you can put a monetary value on aside from, we're selling sneakers all month. Yeah. It's like for the culture and it's driving it in a different way, which I'm sure at the end of the day does drive dollars, but it's for the culture at its core.
And I feel like whenever Nike's had like big, huge events, it's always been like a, they've tried to always have like a lesson to it. Like they've always tried to teach people about whatever happened in the past or like when they had that bus, all those like crazy Air Max, like OGs that they pulled on there, like they found them and then they were giving them away as prizes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like if someone who doesn't know about Air Max has got like freaking the Amsterdams, I would hope that they, you know, at least look into it and see why it's so hype and why it's such a coveted, like, for shoe. Sure. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I love that.
So,
definitely.
Why do you think, of all the things, because Air is one of Nike's oldest techs, like, it is outdated in a sense now, but it's still, like, so prominent in, like, culture and even in shoes, like, they still use Air. They use Zoom a lot more now, but they still use Air. Like, why do you think Nike and why do you think the culture has maintained that lineage for so long? Like, what keeps it fresh? What keeps it trendy? Like, why is it still even around in the first place when at its core it is outdated? Like, Nike Shox came and went.
Yeah.
Like, it got outdated and it was like, okay, bye. I really can't think of anything else off the top of my head, but that's one example. Like, why has Air stood the test of time like that? Because Shox, I mean, that was pretty innovative too when it came out.
Yeah.
But, like, why Air?
I think it's, I don't know, I think it's just because it's just so nostalgic. You know what I mean? And it's what everybody just comes back to. You know, everybody, like you said, everybody's done, everyone's done the Shox, everyone's done the Flyknit, everyone's did the Roche. So then, you know, once everybody's done with all that hype and whatever and whatnot, they come back to the Air, whether it's the Air Max 1 or Air Max 90, because it's just your, you know what I mean?
It's like a bread core and butter thing. Yeah, it's bread and butter. Yeah.
Bread and butter to go to. And you know, I'm pretty sure it's an Air Force 1 to some other people. But like for the most of us, it's like an Air Max 1. Like if you're a Nike head, if you're a swoosh head, then it's always like an Air Max kind of thing to go back to.
Like you cannot have, if you call yourself a swoosh,
yeah,
like a swoosh head, like a, like if you like Nike, you can't not have an appreciation for the Air Max.
Yeah, you don't have to own a pair, but the appreciation definitely, or the understanding, or the respect even. Yeah.
It started a revolution.
Yeah.
The Air Max. Yeah, the Air Revolution. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
those commercials,
You just come back to it. That's all it is, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's one of those things that always seems to be on trend.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, like, we're still wearing a shoe that came out in, what, 1987? The Air Max 1? Like, it's still trendy. 97s came back last, like mid last year, and they're still trendy this year. Like 1997, that's 20 plus years, and still it's a staple in everyone's wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like to say they were ahead of their time is like a massive understatement. Like it's crazy. And for me, it was one of those things that I grew into because, like Alvin said, you have to have an understanding and appreciation, which of course, working at Foot Locker, like you can't not understand and have appreciation for it. But like I was still SB Jordan. Like I had very few Air Maxes. And then within the past probably 4 years, as I started getting older and I was like not wearing Root sweatpants with no taper at the bottom anymore. I was like, I need something slimmer and like easier sleek to wear and sleek and like almost classy, like just the shape of the toe box. And like, they just, you can dress it up and it looks so good. What a good shoot. So for this month, what are you guys most looking forward to from Nike? I do have a list of some of them, but I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that I did forget. So if it's not on here, please let me know. Obviously, first up, we have the Have a Nike Day Pack, which consists of the Air Max 1, the Air Max 95, the Air Max 97, and the 270. We have the Air Max 720 Saturn. Have you guys seen that one? It's the high cut of the 720. It's got the huge 720 sole and then it's a high cut and it almost, it's like black. It's got a strap up there. That thing's like out of this world. It looks like a thing that they would sell at Haven, like one of those kind of shoes.
Oh, yeah, like a higher.
And then it's not Air Max month, but I think it was probably meant to be. They were just late, is the On Air stuff, which was from last year, the Nike On Air pack, which is actually April. The Atmos Air Max 2 Lite, which has like all the prints all over it. Those are crazy. I threw this in there as well, the Jordan Tinker Hatfield Air Max 1.
I feel like it's a homage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's no question.
I mean, Tinker did design.
Yeah.
For sure.
Both. Tinker on Tinker.
Tinker on Tinker.
And then there's a bunch of 720s and a bunch of 98s. Like, is there anything specific you guys are looking forward to this month? Or
I'm not trying to look forward to anything, to be honest.
I know.
Like, you're looking away, but also looking forward a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Because, like, I don't know what they're releasing.
Yeah, for actual
usually,
Air Max
there's usually
Day.
Like a, a crazy drop.
A big one.
There's always like a
so
big
there was
drop.
What the first ones, which were the Air Max Day, Air Max ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
the Volt
it was
Soul.
The At most,
they did.
Was that the year after?
I don't know.
No, there's no way. Fuck, I'm trying to think of the lineage now. Well, let's work backwards.
Last year was Sean's.
The year before that was Atmos. Mm-hmm. The year before that would have been... It might have been the Air Max 1, like Ultra, where they had the... it was like the 326 on the tongue, yeah. But it was the regular white University Red.
Oh, yeah, true.
With I the Ultra so. Sole. Yeah. And then I think Jomar had those.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the year before that... Yeah, yeah. And then the year before that, I think it was the Volt.
And it wasn't last year that... What was the Beast Pack?
Oh, that was last year too, wasn't it?
Wasn't Wildespoon dropped... the year before?
Wildespoon was last year.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the Beast Pack.
The Beast Pack.
But Beast Pack was also same as Wildespoon. Yeah.
Damn, that was a tough year last year.
Damn, there's a lot
passed
of...
on everything.
It was crazy last year.
They haven't announced what the big one or two is this month yet. But from that list, is there anything that has your eye glimmering or
nah?
Not yet. Still waiting on the big one.
The 720s are hella dope, but I'm just gonna wait.
Not even the Tinker, the Tinker 3.
Those are after Air Max Day.
That's true.
So I'm not gonna count those yet.
Mm.
You
don't want to get too ahead of yourself.
No, not at all.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then
I think we're just laying low in the cut until we find out what's Air Max.
The
day.
Main, that main release. What day does Air Max Day fall on this year? Can anyone verify which day 326 is?
Yes, Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Perfect.
Tuesday. It's gonna be a good day.
Already looking forward to it. Already booked it off. I think the only thing I'm really looking forward to is that Jordan 3 Tinker Hatfield. But like I said, if it's even
on a Saturday,
if it's even a little bit tough to get, I'm not gonna go for it.
Yeah.
So I guess going off of what we were just talking about, what has been your favorite Air Max Day / Air Max Month release from the past?
From the past?
Yeah. So I guess like we said, there's been 4 years, 5 years of it. What's your favorite so far? You only pick one.
The Atmos.
Which one?
The elephant print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you?
I like the Masters, that Black Masters that dropped too.
Yeah. That was the same year. No.
I think so.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was the same year. Yeah.
I think those ones, yeah.
That's your favorite?
Yeah. I really like those.
I think mine's got to be Sean's, man.
Sean's were a runner up too, for sure.
But then the elephant Atmos too. Oh, yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then
Don't
I get
the Atmos pack with the Jordan.
I only have the Jordan 3. Yeah. I actually traded a really good friend. I don't think I'm allowed to say who it was. Mm. But I traded a bunch of my stuff. He wanted just to keep the Air Max. So he traded me the Jordan 3. And I already had the Air Max. So I still want the Air Max because it's a little bit different. Like it has the elephant lining and the Jumpman on the outsole. It's got the elephant laces.
Yeah.
Just like I said before, because I'm a completist and I need everything. Everybody's good. Everybody's coughing and burping and
sorry guys.
What about your favorite event? So the only things I could think of, unless you guys could think of something else, was Sneakeasy. The Air Max bus.
Yeah.
And then last year they had the Nike Air Gallery. Let's actually go through really quickly. So Joel, we were all at Sneakeasy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was Sneakeasy, Joel?
Sneakeasy was it was an event, and it was like it was pretty dope the way that it was planned out. It was like on on Spadina, and it was like we were like in some warehouse kind of thing, and there was just this lineup, and
they made it seem like a Sneakeasy. For those of you who don't know what a Sneakeasy is,
Sneakeasy is always Speakeasy is it? Yeah.
So a Speakeasy is what
it's not easy to speak it.
No, it's not. It was during a prohibition when alcohol was banned like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So a speakeasy were like underground like clubs or get-togethers or whatever where people would sell you alcohol. And it was hella illegal and it was hella crazy. And that's exactly what the sneakeasy was. Like they made it seem like it was a speakeasy.
I actually went to a speakeasy in New York. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
nice. Like you had to, it was like there was no address. There was no sign.
Yeah.
You just had to Google it. And then you went up and you rang like a doorbell.
Yeah.
And then someone came and they like opened a little flap and that's they would like so give a reservation sick. And then they would like take your name through the flap and they would text you after and you'd come back and like knock and you just go down the stairs and like
that's
everyone's crazy. Dressed in like 1920s.
That's so dope.
It was really cool. Yeah, nice, it was very cool. But anyways, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Joel. What was Sneakeasy?
I don't know. It was crazy though. Like I said, it was like I'm going to try to try to build this, like, you know what I mean? Try to
formulate it in your mind. Yeah.
Give everyone an image.
Close your eyes, everybody. So what it is that
we're in line, right? And it was dark and it was like cold.
It's March.
And then. Oh, yeah. It was mad cold, though.
It was cold, man.
Streetcars going by.
So then, you know, we're all in line. Nobody knew what was going on. Like, everyone was like, yo, this is the lineup.
Is this even the right line?
Yeah, right. So then, you know, we go in. It was, first of all, it was like an invite-only kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't one of those, like, you know, guest list, you know, sign up here, this and that. You had to be invited to this event.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we were, like, you know, chosen, like, you know, one of the...
Very lucky.
Lucky guys to get chosen to this event. So then, anyway, so back to the lineup. So we're lined up, and then, you know, lines going in. So then we go into, like, this alleyway kind of thing.
Very dark and scary.
Yeah. So then we're like, what the fuck? So then the bouncer leads us to, like, an elevator.
Like a freight
like
elevator.
A freight elevator. Yeah. With, like, you know, like the, like, you know what I mean? Like, with sick. The gate, the metal
so
gate
sick,
and everything.
Man.
We're like, what the fuck?
It was
like,
raggedy as fuck. Like,
yeah.
You could only
yeah.
put, like, 10 people
grimy,
or you would die.
Yeah. So then
like
they open.
Screeching on its way
yeah,
up.
Yeah. So then they fill up this elevator, like, you know, I don't know, like 8 people only kind of thing. So we go in it, and then, you're in this dark elevator and it's going up, and then as soon as it's going up, it hears a
yeah,
you
all the
can
music
hear like the
louder.
Music, like what the hell? So then the there you go. So we get up to the top, and the bouncer opens the chain like gate, whatever.
Yeah,
the elevator doors swing open, and boom. It's just like this crazy event.
Big ass jam, basically.
Jam. Yeah. Like, you know, Air Max is everywhere, like pictures everywhere. It was just like.
Yeah, like neon screens.
It was
like,
crazy. It was crazy.
Was that the
man.
Year that Brian.
Mm-hmm. All of them. So they all had like themed rooms.
Oh, those were sick rooms.
So Brian's room was the Air Max One room.
With the ball and chain.
And he had the ball, like the wrecking ball going through the thing.
Yeah.
The Revolution.
Shout out to Brian because he used my shoe in that wrecking
ball.
Yeah,
that was Joel's shoe in the wrecking ball. I remember that. You sent it down.
Yeah. So yeah, man.
Well, Anna had her thing. The upside down room.
The Air Max 90.
Yeah, because I think she said like the inspiration was the Air Max 90 flipped the sneaker world on its head.
Yeah.
So it was upside down.
Yeah.
Who else had it? What's the guy? Better Ship Gift Shop guy.
Oh yeah.
Shit. What's his name? That other girl had the Air Max 97 Silver Bullet.
Yeah.
And she had the whole mirrored room because it had the 3M.
Yeah.
So the whole room was mirrored. But
and
I can't
the other
remember.
One was Air Max 95.
Avi.
It was Avi Gold. Avi Gold. Yeah. He had the, it was like an old school, like 90s.
Like Air Max 95. Like all the neon 95s.
And he had the 95s all over the wall of like this
crazy.
Mini sneaker shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at midnight, that wall opened up out of nowhere. And there was a whole other room for the Vapor Max with like the balloons on the ceiling and stuff. Mm. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's when the Vapor Max is dropped.
That was for the Vapor Max drop, yeah. So then they had like a friggin' stage on that side. Like that night was wild. I got so drunk that night. Oh my God. Open bar. Holy. Yeah. But yeah, that was a wild event.
That's
and then
cool.
The same year was the Air Max bus.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alvin. What was that all about?
Man.
Also dope. That was a crazy year. Like they busted the budget on that year. For sure.
It was 30th anniversary, I think, too, right?
That's what it was. Yeah.
So the Air Max bus consisted of this big ass Nike bus driving around the city. It drove around to specific boutiques and then it was through that you could enter like the raffle or whatever.
Yeah.
Or even, I think if you bought something, you got something too, no?
So I probably should have talked about it because I worked on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically there was a whole schedule posted on Nike Toronto's website. I think that was the first year they actually had nike.ca/Toronto. Mm. So it was a big thing for them. They had a schedule where the bus would be, every other couple days or whatever around the whole GTA. So it went to like Square One, it went to Scarborough, went to all the boutiques. Mm. And basically it was 30 Air Max Grails on this big ass bus that they like cut down and reinstalled a whole new inside on it. And what it was is you would get to go inside. They had all the grails on display. You could look around. And then when you got to the front, there was this massive, like not pinball, like gumball machine.
Gumball machine.
Yeah. And they would give you a token and you could put the token in and spin the thing. And then in the gumballs, most of them were pins. Some of them were tickets to Sneakeasy, actually, like you said, they were invite only, and some of them had a number, and that number would correspond to one of the grails, and if you got that number, you would get to buy that corresponding grail for $87, which was 1987,
crazy.
Right? Yeah. So they sold like chlorophylls. They sold kid robots, Amsterdams, like all the Atmos stuff. Anything you can think of, like any cool Air Max release from the past 20 years, they had that shoe.
Yeah.
Mm. And they were selling it for $87.
Jeez.
That was wild. That was a really, really amazing experience to work on. Like just seeing some of the people who won, like super deserving. Like people would show up to every single stop trying to win stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was cool. Like now that it's 3 years later, I'm sure I can talk about it. But like beforehand, they knew which pairs were giving away. They were going to give away that day. So if it was at like a smaller boutique, so say they went to Square One and they knew it wasn't going to be a crazy turnout like it was Queen Street West, they're throwing in like two numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But they know which two are in there. So I'm like, oh, bro, like Amsterdam's are going out today. Like, I'm so excited because I know which ones are being given out. Or then they'll be like downtown at Haven and it'll be like, okay, four pairs are today. Or at like, they came to SneakerCon too. Or what was it?
Soul Exchange.
And they were like, okay, we're going to throw four in today. Yeah. And like, they would just throw them in, mix it up, and then like, crazy. Let it go.
Yeah, that bus was ridiculous.
Like, oh, man. So sick.
Yeah.
And then last year, they definitely toned it down last year. There wasn't a lot. They did
the 270 launch, right?
The 270s, and it was the Nike Air Gallery. Mm-hmm. So basically, it was a downtown at like a restaurant, or not a restaurant. I guess that's like a lounge kind of thing. And they had a bunch of different artists. They like to partner with artists. Basically, do pieces of art or different kind of installations based on different Air Maxes. And then they had the little mini gift shop where you could buy a little Air Max, trinkets. Like I still have like a ball, like a stress ball, and a mug. Like a coffee mug.
Yeah.
So like obviously super toned down compared to the last year before that.
Mm.
So of those three, unless you guys can think of another one, which one was your favorite? I think it's hard to choose between Sneak Easy and the Air Max bus.
Yeah.
You guys went to the bus, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, we went at Soul Exchange for sure.
Yeah. We all went. I'm gonna say Sneak Easy, man, because they went ham with that one.
That was crazy.
And like the thought that they put into it, like the installments that they put in there, and then the release of the Vapor Max
at midnight, like crazy.
I mean,
the open bar.
It was bananas. Yeah,
shout out to that open bar with unlimited Henny.
Yeah.
Oh my god, so good.
What about you, Joel?
Same thing too, man.
Yeah. Sneak
that,
Easy.
That whole event was just like the whole vibe you got from there.
It was crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, seeing like familiar faces and whatnot.
They invited like all the perfect, like the right people were
there.
The right people were there. So it was dope. It was a dope event, dope venue. Like the whole vibe was, everything about that whole night was just dope.
Definitely, dope. I think easily the best event I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Like since we've been doing all this sneaker stuff. Like,
yeah.
Top three for sure, but I can't think of any better ones off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But I have to choose the bus just because I worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that must have been cool.
Yeah, like so cool.
And you got to see the shoes every day.
Yeah, I got to see the shoes every day. I got to see them before they put them in the case. Like they were in my hand. I got to hold them. Like I got to hold kid robots in my hand. Like it was just like unreal. And like I said, seeing the people win, like some of the really deserving people who got the shoe or any shoe, like unreal.
That's cool.
So speaking of Toronto and Air Max and all this stuff, the posters behind me are going to give you a clue on what's coming up next. The Air Max won the six. So first off, obviously, this is a huge thing for Toronto and Air Max and sneakers and anything in Toronto, really.
Hell yeah. Mm. Anything for Canada.
And Canada as a whole, China. Because the girl who designed it was actually not even from Toronto. She was from Calgary, I think it was.
Alberta.
But just first off, what did that shoe coming out mean to you guys? Because, like, that was huge.
Joel, you were a part of that.
Yeah,
bro.
I was going to get to that after, but yeah, please. Like you, Joel, if you guys don't know, was actually part of a panel that was helping discuss the shoe before it came out. Who else was on that panel?
There was Brian. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kai?
Yeah, Kai Bentley was on there,
too. Okay, yeah.
And the model.
It was a model.
Was it Adrienne Hope?
Yes.
That's it, yeah. She was there, too.
And the designer of the shoe, too,
Erin Cochran was there. She came down from Nike headquarters.
The man himself, Joe Dooney.
I was there, yeah.
With
hell, yeah.
Like an all-star team up there, man.
Yeah. With Brian. Brian
with
Espiritu.
Brian Espiritu, yeah. Guya, yeah.
Rise Tribe represent. No,
for real. But yeah, what was that like? Like, I don't think we've actually discussed it on the podcast before. So do your storytelling again. Everyone close your eyes and Let's give the listeners like what's in store for this.
Yes. If you guys see right now, Lawrence and I are closing our eyes.
Yeah, sorry. We're envisioning it too because we weren't there. We weren't even invited.
I know, man. I couldn't even bring a plus one, man.
Man is on the panel, man. And couldn't even bring anybody. No one could even see him do it. Man. I don't even know if it happened.
Yeah, no.
He just told us it happened.
Yeah. So what it was just like Lauren said, like it was just like a panel and it was like a big event, like, you know, the Air Max One. So they hit me up. Shout out to like Soul Exchange Canada.
Yeah.
They put me out there and, you know, like being a big Air Max One head, I was invited to do this launch and, they made me do like a sort of like a thank you, like to Toronto kind of things, so where I had to write like sort of like a paragraph and whatnot. I didn't know what was going on. They made me like write it out. They wanted me to handwrite it. So I handwrote it out on a piece of paper. I had to like fax the piece of paper to the dude that was involved with the whole setup.
What's that? Fax.
Facts.
Oh, facts.
Facts. Facts. Facts. Facts. Facts. Facts.
So they don't even know what facts is.
They
bro.
Don't know. Yeah, for real. Yeah, they don't know.
They only know FACT.
Yeah.
They don't know
like
the X.
A box yeah. machine.
A box.
So anyway, so I did this thing and then they were like, yo, come out, you know, and then we'll talk about, you know, the whole launch, what it means to you and whatnot, what the Air Max One means to you. And we'll just talk about it. Like, you know, just shoot questions and you just answer it. And I was like, all right, dope. I'm down.
I'll be
like,
there.
You know what I mean? Like, they asked me my sizes. So I knew something was kind of up.
Yeah.
Like they asked me for like apparel sizes and like, you know, sneaker sizes. Mm. So what happened was they sent me out there and then, as soon as I got there,
what
like,
did you wear to the event? Because obviously, not knowing you're gonna get seated like, or given stuff.
Yeah.
What did you wear? So just footwear is what I came.
I had a pair of IDs done.
Okay.
So those were, and they just came in just before the whole event. So sick. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna bust these out.
Like I can imagine being on an Air Max panel. And you're trying to wear like your sickest pair of Air Maxes.
Yeah, man. So those were like, you know, something very special to me. Mm. So I busted those out like at the panel.
Nice.
And you know, and you know, Mr. Brian Espiritu gave me like, yo, those are pretty dope. Kind of one of those once overs. And like,
and you're like, hey, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
You're kind of cool.
I have your hat on.
Can you sign my forehead?
So anyway, so it was like that. So I did that. And you know, they asked us all questions. Like I said, I was there with Kai Bentley. He gave his two cents on like growing up and like, you know, doing stuff like, you know, being like involved in the sneaker community. Adrian Ho, I don't know what kind of sneaker event she's done. But anyways, so, you know, Erin Cochran was there. She was mad dope.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to her before the panel and she was like really like a down to earth person.
Awesome.
And being like, you know, knowing what she's done with like Nike headquarters and, you know, the shoes that she's designed, like she did the Roshi NMs.
That's crazy.
I didn't even know about that. I'm like, whoa, you designed those? She's like, yeah, I designed those. Like, cool. That's pretty crazy. She was behind the OBJ, the cleats that just passed.
Oh yeah.
The she's one, behind like the
up-tempo one.
The up-tempo.
Oh,
ones,
dang.
Like, those stuff, like that kind of stuff. Like,
I was that's
like,
your wow. homegirl now. That's a plug, huh?
Yeah, man. So I hit her up, yo, I saw you on TV. And she's like, yo, thanks.
Yo, who is this?
No, she was at the Raptor game. She was at the Raptor game with Jazz.
With Jazz.
Orange Courtside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, yeah, like Jazz was there too. Shout out to Jazz, you know, homie.
Buddha.
But yeah, man, so we were doing that. And then so we did the whole, like, you know, what does the Air Max mean to you and whatnot. So then they, going back to that whole fax thing, they presented, like, all the boards that we've done. Like with like the city of Toronto, like in the background. And it was like a big, huge poster. I wish I could have kept it, but they brought it to Nike headquarters. But it had my handwriting on it. It had my signature
That's
on
awesome.
It. And it was like, you know, I shouted out Canada Got Soul on
hey.
It. And, you know, I wanted to keep it, but they're like, yo, we have to bring it back to headquarters. I'm like, oh, man. But yeah, man. So after that, after the event, you know, Air Max 6s were all over the place. Everyone was taking a look at them. There was food, drinks, and whatnot. But we were gifted. We were all gifted, like, a special box. Everybody's probably seen the special box around.
So sick.
Like, at our events. Like, it's, like, one of the main things on our on our table. But, yeah, it's, like, the Air Max, the 6. It's got, like, you know, like, the boroughs, the 6 boroughs of Toronto, the GTA. It's got, like, you know, like a I don't even know what you want to call it, like a memo kind of thing. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Like there's two plexiglass things, like yeah. for on the box. So
such a sick box.
But yeah, they gifted me that, and I was like, yo, it's crazy, it's crazy. It was like one of the best moments of my life.
And it was early too, right?
Yeah, it was like, an early,
a week
pair.
Early or something.
Yeah. Early pair. I posted them up, and my DMs just lit up like.
Yeah, probably from us.
Like crazy, yeah. Like, everybody, man, everybody.
Did I ever mention to you? Like, literally not that it matters at all. Mm. But, like, because Jaffe's the one who hit you up and was, like, in talks with you, right?
Yeah.
Like, 2 months before that, because I want to say maybe it was November. Is that when they came out? November? December? It was, like,
yeah, it was
cold. I remember it was cold because I lined up.
It was supposed to be my Christmas present.
Okay, so it was probably November or December. Like, 2 months prior, Jaffe randomly texted me one night, and he was, like, yo, from Canada Got Soul, who's the biggest Air Max head? And I was like, oh, 100% Joel.
Yeah.
Yo.
And then, like, whenever you were like, oh, yeah, Jaffe hit. Because he never told me why.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
I don't know. And then you were like, oh, yeah, Jaffe hit me up. And I was like, was that for the same thing? I was like, I should have said myself. But obviously, like, no one deserved that more than you. Like, 100%.
Yeah. That, man. Thank
you, I don't even know if I ever mentioned that to you guys. Like, I completely forgot.
I don't know. I don't think you did, man. I don't think you did. But that's love, man. That's all love, man.
No, of course.
That's crazy.
How did you get your pair of Air Max 1, the 6? Because I know you have them.
Mm-hmm. I think Spoon got them for me. Or because they came out. I didn't want to buy anything because it was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept telling Sash, like, babe, like, I don't care. I'm just going to buy them. Because
I don't care, like, about Christmas.
Yeah. I didn't care. I was like, babe, like, I can't not have these in my collection. Like, I need them. Yeah. I need them.
Top
need
left. 100%.
One, to me, they signified Canadians. I mean, Toronto, obviously, but Canadian sneakerheads. Like, it finally was like a recognition that we existed.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it signified like it was us. It's like a Canadian, like, it's a Canadian shoe, fam. Like, you,
yeah,
a Canadian designed it.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto is like, essentially, we don't live in Toronto, but like, Toronto is like, you know, us.
Yeah.
We'll
claim it.
Yeah.
For sure.
And just the Air Max 1, the whole color blocking was dope. And the maple leaf on the tongue.
The compass on the heel.
The compass on the heel. Yeah,
like, CN Tower on the insole.
Oh, man, the insole. Yeah. See, everything about it was just like, I couldn't not have it. So I think Sasha had, or like Spoon had helped her out with that. And then I just kept saying, like, I think she had the pair for me, but it, like, she was so scared that I was going to buy myself a second pair, which would have been dope anyway.
She got it for you?
Yeah, she bought it for me for Christmas.
But you didn't know.
But I didn't know.
No.
Cause, like,
I remember the story, but I don't remember it. It's been a while since
I heard it. Yeah, because it was still when Spoon was working at
Nike.
Yeah.
And you got it from ES?
Yeah.
I think you got it from ES.
And then I could see the tag. Like, the tag is still on there of, like, I think my name's on it along with the sizes that I would have taken.
Crazy.
So... yeah, and then Sasha, I guess, messaged him and asked him to help out, and then then I got it for Christmas. But she gave it to me early because I was like, babe, I think I'm going to buy it. Like, I found a good price on Kijiji. Like, I'm going to hit him up and meet up with him.
I'm
going
to pull the trigger. I'm going
to
do it.
Those things go for so much now, too. I don't know if you guys have noticed, because they never had the they were supposed to be an international release afterwards, which we'll get to after. I think we've told the story on the pod, but we'll tell it again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I had the toughest time getting my pair then. I had to line up for it. In like whatever,
oh my God, in the weather,
whether it was December or November, I
was
know
that
it was
Nike.
It was at Nike, so
Eden Center, I think.
It was actually, it's a pretty good story. I was downtown, kind of just like chilling, and it was me, Sean Go, and Jay Sanchez.
Three of us
kept saying like, we really want them, we really want them. We're gonna line up, and we knew that not a lot of people knew the running store, the old Nike running store at Eden Center, was getting them because they didn't really get releases. But I guess they just kind of flooded the city with this pair, like a bunch of places got them. A bunch of places got them. So I still have pictures. Actually, we were kind of just like waiting on it because we wanted to go at like midnight. 10:30 rolls around and like one of us gets word like, yo, there's like 15 people in line already. And we're like, okay, go time. Like, let's go. Like, so we fly to the Eden Center. I parked like in the parking garage, ran downstairs, dropped down 3 chairs because I was the first one there. And I was like, got to hold it down for Jay and Sean.
True.
And we were actually lined up in the mall.
Oh, sick.
And then security came by like real quick and was like, nah, you guys aren't lining up in the mall overnight. So they sent us outside, and we had to wait outside all night. So it was from around probably 11 o'clock till I want to say like 10 o'clock in the morning the next day. We were outside in November. Yeah, it was dumb cold. But it was a pretty decent lineup. Like they had a lot of pairs, so we knew we were fine. It was kind of just waiting it out. But yeah, I have a lot of pictures from that night, and that was like a good time. Like, yeah, definitely a release I'll always remember just because it was so fun. But yeah, just real quick, like, I guess we'll tell the story of why I didn't get an international release. Do you guys remember? I told you guys.
It's the six, right?
So there's a couple of reasons why, and I don't know if we're, I think I've said this before on the podcast, but if you haven't heard, we'll tell it again because it's fun. It's a fun story. So the shoe, like Alvin said, has the CN Tower on the insole. It's, I think it, does it actually say the six on it? Oh, it does.
It does.
On one of the tongue tags, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't know, Drake actually wrote the six, like that phrase, that's his. And the CN Tower is also copywritten. So I guess Nike didn't even look into this when they came out. Released them in Toronto in Canada. And 2 weeks later, we're supposed to release them internationally. But they were slapped with a lawsuit from Drake's camp and from Toronto itself.
Wow.
Because they didn't pay the licensing fees for those copyrights. So they never got an international release. I know a lot of them got shredded. I know a lot of them ended up at the outlets.
Outlets.
So that's why they're so coveted now, because they only ever released officially in Toronto, which is how it should have been in the first place. But that's such a cool story to me. Like, it's kind of like, it gives me like Heineken vibes. Like when Heineken sued Nike SB and they made them take them off the wall. So like that shoe is just like so cool to me now. But yeah, if just to round out the conversation about that shoe, because we could literally talk all night about that shoe because it's so cool. If you were to design your own Air Max 1 Toronto or Canada, what would it look like?
Cool. That's hard. Damn. That's very hard.
Because the thing with the Air Max 1, the 6, is if you take off the leaf, it could be anything, really.
It could be like that. What was that Air Max 1 that they had that looked exactly
the
like
Ultra.
It?
Yeah, the Ultra. Air Max 1 Ultra Moir, I think it was, or something like that.
White swoosh.
Exact same thing, pretty much. Yeah just
they
no
had a
leaf.
3M swoosh.
No leaf and no compass. Like, I would definitely think it would have to have a lot of red and white.
A lot more red in it.
Yeah.
Like, even the university red Air Max 1 looks very Canada-ish.
Canada-ish.
But yeah, what would you guys add? Would you do anything different? Because the story was dope, but if you just look at the shoe by itself, it's not, doesn't scream Canada.
No.
No.
I see you guys both looking up at the shoe, trying to decide in your head.
It's tough, man. Because it's already been made.
That's true.
Specifically for like Toronto. You know what I mean? Like, that's the six. So like, I'm happy with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm quite satisfied with how it turned out. And that mini swoosh on the mudguard.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's your favorite detail on it? Because there is a lot of little Easter eggs on it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely the mini swoosh, the compass on the back.
Do you know the story with the whited out air bubble?
Because of snow.
Snow
and salt stains. It's supposed to look like it's like salt stained or snowed in.
Amazing.
Yeah, just scratch that question about what you would design. Because that's a good shoe. I don't even care, man. They did a good job. So real quick then, what would you guys like to see from Nike for the month of March this year? Anything you really want to re-release, or any like initiatives you want them to do again, like how they did the vote forward, vote back?
That
or...
vote forward thing would be dope. Like, so if they let their consumers vote for like a
what they
retro
want to come back
for next year, that'd be dope.
That was
definitely
one of the best campaigns they've ever done. Vote forward. Actually, no, vote forward was where the people designed it. So that was the Sean's.
Yeah.
Vote back was when we
air
the Atmos.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was super cool.
They need
cool.
to bring that back.
Yeah,
man.
Vote back would be awesome. Like, they should do that with everything, to be honest. Yeah. Like, if the consumers want it back, bring it back.
Yeah.
Like, there's no easier way to see what they want than just to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, retro that.
But would you want it, like, exactly how it is, or just minor tweaks here and there?
Well, the Atmos was pretty close.
Yeah.
Like, almost exact.
The animal pack?
Yeah.
The elephant.
Or elephant.
I think it was... That was probably one of the best retros.
Yeah, they did a really solid job on that shoe.
They didn't change much.
Yeah.
Or if anything at all.
It's tough to say. It would probably depend on which shoe. Like, if I could think of one Air Max, that's a good question. If you could think of one Air Max to vote back, what would it be? I think mine would be Amsterdam's. Just because the color combinations, like the burgundy, the pink, the little bit of baby blue is like, and the shape of that shoe is perfect. I mean, I'm assuming they would mess up the shape because they've been doing that. But I think I would bring back Amsterdam's, and I don't think there's much you can change to make it look like it's not an Amsterdam still. like the Beast Pack where they changed it from white to black. Pack.
Yeah.
You can still, like, it's clearly still the Beast. Pack. Yeah. But yeah. Amsterdam's, there's not much you could do to it. What about you? What would you want to bring back, Joel?
Going back on that, I'd probably bring back the Cherry Woods.
Mm. And would you change it? Would you want them to tweak it?
I would probably put like a same color mini swoosh on it. I just slap it one. Just
same color. You can slap a mini swoosh on anything.
Literally. Yeah. Nigel Sylvester once showed us that. You could put a mini swoosh on anything.
Yeah, man.
What would you vote back, Alvin? There was a lot of great shoes. There was Warhawks that year. Yeah, imagine Warhawk 90s coming back.
You know what? Oh my God. Don't even. I thought we were just talking about Air Max 1s.
No, man, anything.
Okay, if it was an Air Max 1, I'm a sucker for brown, man. And J from Time or J from Lace, J from 3-0 everywhere.
3-0 everywhere.
He rocked those Shimas today, man. Yeah. Those were crazy.
Those are nuts, man.
Those would be dope if they retroed them like exactly the way they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if anything, I would love if they retroed the Stash 95s.
Oof. Oh yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If we're going like separate from the Air Max 1, the Stash 95s has been like a shoe that's, I don't know,
it's
man.
Those are
like
you?
Yeah, they're like unattainable just because of the price and like they're beautiful.
Agreed.
So earlier today, we reached out on our stories and we asked the followers and the listeners what their top three Air Maxes they own and what the top three Air Maxes they want are.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go around the table and answer it ourselves as well. And then we're going to shout out a couple people who slid into the DMs and hit us with their responses.
Yeah.
So Joel, we're going to start big with you.
Oh, man.
What are your top three Air Maxes that you own? I got to think about this.
Yeah, it'd probably be like the 07 Atmos Elephant. I don't know. It's top three Atmos for me, man. Elephant, Animal Pack 1.0s, and the Viotex. The ones that just got restored.
It's They're all right behind him.
Right behind
him. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I'd probably go with those three. Three that I want would probably, like, obtainable or, like, gray.
No, just
doesn't matter.
Just whatever.
This is fantasy land right now.
Okay, yeah. I would probably say, first off, I would probably say the BRS. Air Max ones, that purple with the pink swoosh.
Mm-hmm.
That
was a good whistle, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
That was really good.
It's the Ricola.
That was a Ricola ad.
It's a Ricola.
This segment has been brought to you by Ricola.
Ricola. number two would probably be,
Kaya's angry. Damn, about
she does not like that answer. Yeah, she needs a Ricola.
You messed up, Kaya.
I'd probably say Amsterdam's as well. And maybe the Para of Friends and Family.
Ooh, the most recent one?
No. Like the brown ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones.
All right, Alvin.
That's it.
Top three you own first.
Air Maxes?
Yeah, top three. Any Air Max.
Any Air Max.
Infrared 90s for sure.
True.
Okay.
What else do I own? Kashima Antler 97s.
Yeah.
Oof.
Just because I'm a sucker for elephant print, man.
Yeah, 100%. That's a cool shoe, man.
Yeah, man.
Man, I should have thought about this.
You had all that time while
Joel
answered.
Obviously the six Air Max ones.
Yeah.
And then for my top unattainables.
Yeah.
Atmos one, elephant print. The clot. Like
the see-through one,
the kiss of death.
Oh, the other one
with the pink and the red. Mm-hmm. And the one that Net Magnetism had on the table once.
The Kanye one.
The Kanye.
Oh man, that color.
Ryan Swanger has those.
Oh, yeah. Does he?
Fun fact: he was supposed to wear those when I saw him last month, and he didn't.
Yeah,
man.
So we're not friends anymore.
Ooh,
maybe he'll wear them in August.
Maybe he'll wear them in August. He has 6 months to gain redemption.
Yeah.
And gain back my friendship.
And then you know what? I'll just say Stash 95s.
Mm. True. Nice. Good pick.
Top three I own, definitely Air Max 1 Elephant. We'll say Air Max 1 the 6, and then. It's going to have to be Shawn's, man. Like, I really like that shoe.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a recency bias where it's just because it's really fresh in my mind still, even though it's been almost a year.
Oh, those are on my list. Damn it. Those would have been if it was a top five.
Yeah, yeah, the thing is, if you asked me tomorrow after I went through stacks, I'd probably change my answer.
Yeah.
But just off the top of my head, that's what I can think of right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Top three that I really want. Like I said, I really want Amsterdam's. Mm-hmm. I would also like those Clot Kiss the Sky Air Max ones. And just because, like I said, Joel just made me think of it right now, the Family and Friends Para. But the one with no swoosh and just the cloud on the side, like those are nuts. But also close tie, Chlorophyll, Air Max one as well. Yeah, like I said, if you could ask me again tomorrow, and I would,
I have like a long list.
Top three is rough.
And my top three is really fluid.
Because 1-1-2s would probably be on there.
I forgot about
the
way I was going to mention the 1-1-2s.
I blame you, Alvin, because you said top three. But anyways, give us a couple listeners' top three that they own first. Yeah.
All right. So we got an answer from the homie PZEK.
G4,
a.k.a. Christian.
Yeah.
Top three Air Maxes I own would be Infrared 90s, Air Max 1 Clark Kent, so the 1-1-2s, if I'm not mistaken, and a pair of Nike IDs that his wife got him about 6-7 years ago.
Nice. Cute.
They were black and yellow, the Wu colors.
Ooh.
And actually... PZ is the one that started the top three that I don't own.
Mm.
So his top three he doesn't own are Amsterdam's, Kid Robots, and the Dave White Air Max ones.
Dave White.
Yeah.
That's right.
See?
Yeah. We could be here all day.
Yeah.
We really could.
And then this is kind of like an EEE. He says, by the way, guys, keep up the great work. I still enjoy the podcast like it was the first episode and excited to hear what you guys have planned for the, every episode.
Dope. Nice. Shout out Christian.
We're glad he's still interested.
Man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're doing a good job at keeping your focus after a year.
Crazy.
Who else answered us?
Joe_God_Soul Imagine. So his top three, just top three. He didn't say if he owned them or not. It was Air Max 1 Pad of Chlorophyll.
Whew.
He's got the corduroys in there. Whew. And then the Atmos animal print.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
1.0, I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably.
Most likely, yeah.
Then we got Big Philly, a.k.a. Soul Purpose, a.k.a. PDS, a.k.a. Philip Dos Santos, a.k.a. our photographer.
Honorary member of Canada Soul.
Yo.
Top three Air Max is AM1 Atmos. He didn't specify which one.
There's a lot of different ones,
we'll
bro.
Just say all of them. Air Max 95 on, Neon.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
And then he went Air Max 97 Gold.
Gold bullets.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, it hurts me that I have to leave out the Tuned Air Tiger and the Air Max 1 OG White Red.
Oh, yeah.
He went OG on us.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, man. Yeah. He's a Nike geek.
Yeah, he's OG.
Oh, man. He's not even a swoosh head. He's like swoosh.
He is. He's shaped like a swoosh.
Oh, man. And then we got Sneaker _Life Husband, a.k.a. Aaron.
Aaron.
Number one is the Air Max 1 Animal, Atmos 1 Elephant, and then the Air Max 1 Safari.
True. Nice.
And then we also, I think this is the last one. Yeah, the last one is from at Jamie Patterson.
What's up?
Yo.
So he put in top three love that I don't own, Pata Anniversary Greens, Purple Denims. Oh, yeah. And F&F Master Air Max ones.
The white ones.
Oh my god.
Oh,
why do you say that? And then top three he does own: Sean Weatherspoon, Amos One Elephant Print, and then the Para Air Max one.
True.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, everyone who just gave us an answer, look under your seat. Those shoes you just listed are sitting there.
The ones that you own.
The ones you own.
Or if you go to Google and search, you can see pictures of the ones you
don't own. You can find a picture. Yeah. You get a shoe and you get a shoe.
All right, guys, we're not there yet.
Yeah. One day we'll be just sending out Air Maxes to everybody.
Oh, you answered a question here.
Here's your grail.
Here's your grail.
I wish.
That was good talks. I like Air Maxes a lot. Thank you, guys.
Man. I mean, they're all right.
They're pretty cool, man.
We talked
cool,
about
man.
Them for a whole episode.
They get a whole month. So, like, my birthday, I only get, like, a half a day. So.
Nah, I turned my birthday into the whole month. Yeah,
I turned my birthday into a lifestyle. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook group where we like to use as a forum, sell some stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We also have a blog. It's called CanadaGotSoul.ca. We have reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. If you have any questions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pull, Sneakerheading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature on Instagram. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
I am Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 51 episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size, and we are CGS, and we are out.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye there, guys.
Yo, happy birthday, guy.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Q-Mart.
Fifty-one episode.
You're hanging out with too many Filipinos. 51 episode. 51 episodes.